Hey everyone, we're so excited to tell you about our new membership.
We're creating exclusive After Dark episodes, monthly live Q&A and discussion calls,
and even some exclusive merch.
See all the benefits and tiers at patreon.com/glampolyam.
This was the first time I ever had sex over FaceTime. Oh my gosh, I don't recommend it. Look, I couldn't get past just seeing myself in a little corner, you know, and I'm just like, I can't focus, man.
This is Glamorous and Polyamorous,
a show about exploring polyamory and other forms of non-monogamy after religion.
I'm Kelly Smith.
And I'm Zavi Benjamin.
Today we are talking about our first experiences.
Ooh.
This is going to be fun.
Hopefully.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. And we have a special bonus, but you're gonna have to listen to it on Patreon.
Ooh.
So yeah, we're gonna do that at the end, just to tease you. Anyway, yes, today we're talking about first experiences. We're talking about first dates first, I guess, because that was kind of a big deal for the both of us. I think for me, I had never dated anyone outside of being a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
So, like, I had never been on a date one-on-one with somebody ever in my life.
Yeah, because in the religion, you're not allowed to go on dates one-on-one. You always have to have a chaperone. You always have to have people around. You're never really left alone to just talk and go on a date with somebody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, first dates were a whole new experience for me.
Let's start with you.
You want to start with me?
When was your first date?
When?
Yeah.
Mine was after COVID.
Okay.
And we had met on OkCupid.
Okay.
And we had talked a little bit first on OkCupid. And then we had decided to meet up and go out for pizza.
Okay.
But it was interesting because he actually came to pick me up because he likes to drive. Which
That's
is new.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know why I let the stranger just come pick me up from my house and then take me.
Stranger danger. Now, and that, okay, so I want to pause there because I think that that's an important thing. Because again, I feel like both of us didn't have much contact with people that we had never met before or even ever met, like
online,
over dating apps.
I know. Yeah. We had never met in person before. So, like, I'd never seen this person before.
Yeah. Now that I think about it,
first time I met.
I don't understand how that happened.
I know. I guess I just trusted that they were who they said they were.
Yeah.
Even though now I have realized that is not smart. I mean, after all the things I've seen, even after more people that I've talked to, just happened to be the first person the first person that I matched with on OkCupid, honestly.
Yeah.
And we were talking and it was great. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. This is amazing. We have a lot in common. They were really cool and we liked some of the same things, same movies, had same interests. So I just trusted this person to come pick me up from my house and take me. And it just happened to work out.
Yeah.
But I would not recommend that. I would recommend meeting in a public place first, obviously. I was just like so happy to be going on a date and being out. I was like, yeah sure, come pick me up from my house.
Almost like we have to like cover our asses legally or something. Please meet in a public place.
I would tell other people that.
Yeah.
I always meet in a public place. Yeah. I usually tell people where I'm going to be when I meet someone that I've never met before. And that's just happened to work out, though, thankfully. But yeah, we ended up going out for pizza. And then I had a really great time. So we decided to just go for a drive along the ocean, along the coastline. And then we just kept driving and driving and we were talking and it had such a great time that I didn't even realize like what time it was. It was really late already. And then, but we were having a great time. And then we ended up coming back here and just like watching some TV shows together.
Yeah.
And it turned out really great.
Yeah.
And we ended up dating for a few months afterwards for a while.
Yeah.
And then it turned into like a situationship, I would say. So then I feel like I wanted more. They didn't. And so that's how it ended. But it was a great. It was like my first date, my first match, and everything was going really well. And it turned into kind of, you know, a really great experience for me.
Yeah. $1 million question. Did you fuck on the first date?
Ooh. That's for the After Dark episode.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
So how was your first date experience?
So my first date was during COVID. And so we did a video call.
As the first date?
Yeah.
Okay.
As the first date. I think we video chatted over Instagram, I want to say. And we had a really good chat. It went on for a few hours, actually. We talked for a few hours, so it was good. And I guess my first, like, kind of actual date during COVID was, like, kind of uneventful because, again, that's all I'm saying. Like, we were on this FaceTime call. We had a really nice conversation. We kept texting afterwards. And then afterwards, I found out that she was an XJW.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, what? You're an XJW and you're polyamorous too? And I'm an XJW and I'm polyamorous. And so, like, we instantly had a connection based on that.
Yeah.
And so we started talking about it a ton. I had a lot of firsts with this person, I feel.
That's cool.
This was the first time I ever had sex over FaceTime. Oh my gosh. I don't recommend it. Look, I couldn't get past just seeing myself in a little corner, you know, and I'm just like, I can't focus, man. I can't do this right now. And so anyway, I had a lot of firsts with this relationship. It was great.
Yeah.
But yeah, there were things that like were also kind of embarrassing and a funny story kind of way. So that worked out. But yeah, we ended up dating for like, I think 6 to 8 months.
Hmm.
And I am very, very grateful for that relationship. I think that it taught me a lot of things. It was my first relationship as a polyamorous person, I guess. And so I think that there were things that I needed to deconstruct out of it. I needed to deconstruct like some of our entanglement, some of our like codependency that came out because of the relationship that I kind of realized. And there were also other just insecurities about myself that I realized too. You know, she was actively dating as well and like having fun with people. And that was kind of the first time that I was like, oh man, this person is like with multiple other people. And how did that actually feel? And it was like, not actually that bad after I, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like it caused you to like examine your feelings and how you felt about things.
It wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
So it was a great experience.
That's good.
A great experience for me.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So I kind of want to rename this section.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's more like our first experience in the non-monogamy scene.
Oh,
in
yeah.
general.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so next up, we're going to talk about our first experience kind of in the non-monogamy scene when we first started out. This was in 2019, right?
Yeah, it was before, it was pre-pandemic. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So in 2019, I tell you, oh my God, Kel, I found this party. On Eventbrite.
I was wondering, where did you find it? It was on Eventbrite.
Okay. We should totally go to this thing. I think it was July 4th themed.
Oh yeah, that's right.
and from the party description, I remember thinking, this party is gonna be fucking amazing. Don't you think?
I was hesitant. I was nervous. I was like, okay, what's it gonna be like? But the description sounded amazing.
The description talked about free-flowing alcohol.
Yeah.
The description talked about strippers.
Demonstrations.
Polls. Yes, demonstrations. I mean, the whole gamut of things.
Yeah. Wah, wah.
Was it that in person?
No, not at all.
No. And honestly, don't you think, like, had either of us judged what it was like just based on that party, I'm not sure that we'd still be non-monogamous, honestly.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
Because I feel like overall, that was kind of a bummer of an experience.
It was. It was eye-opening, I would say.
Yeah.
But yet it was something that we had to experience kind of just to get our feet wet.
Yeah.
And to know what is the scene like? But also I feel like there are different scenes. It just goes on what you, if you read the description well. But I mean, I get some people try to like hype up their parties.
Yeah.
And want more people to come. And I understand that.
I mean, yes, but like, don't tell people that there will be a bartender, okay?
I know, and free-flowing alcohol.
Right, and then there's like just some dude behind, you know, a table.
And you were supposed, and there was like a couple of choices, but that was it. And then it ran out so quickly.
Ran out
very
quickly.
So there was nothing.
The tickets were also quite expensive. Yeah. I think it was.
And I think that was the main concern because we had paid all this money. We thought there was going to be something to drink there.
Right.
They didn't even have water.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
That is wild.
Like, what were we supposed to, what was everyone supposed to be drinking?
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, we didn't really describe what happened when we got to this place. It was a local place here.
It was almost too local,
right? It was very close.
Do you remember? I remember going there and being like, I really hope I don't know anybody.
I know. And we
low-key
thought we would find somebody.
This is kind of like a neighborhood that I know, you know?
Yeah, I totally thought we would run into somebody that we knew at that house.
Yeah.
Because it was so close. But it was a big house.
Yeah.
There was multiple rooms in there. It was a big living room, but yeah, it was like someone's house that you just go into.
Yeah.
They had a big open area that everyone was kind of just around. This one happened to be kind of, not from the description, but it turned out to be, I would say, more of a swinger party.
Yeah.
Because it didn't say that specifically, but it was a swinger party.
Yeah.
And so it was a bunch of couples looking for other couples to hook up with.
Right.
And then when we got there, it was an older crowd, I would say.
Why do you say that with like so much hesitation?
Well, because it's like, I get that I am going to be part of the older crowd soon.
Oh, oh, is that so?
And I don't want to be an ageist.
Okay.
But I feel like there was a lot of people that were past, how do I put that nicely? There was a lot of older people there.
Yeah.
That were just like more swingers looking to have just like a random hookup. And
okay,
that really wasn't my scene.
Look, I would just like to publicly say I disagree with her vehemently, okay? I am all about love, okay? And I don't have an age cap, all right? So...
I do. I know. And I get that.
But yeah,
like,
I wouldn't say that the problem of that party was the age necessarily.
No.
There was other things.
Say that. Yeah. It was just one of the things that I happened to notice. Like, oh, I don't see anyone that's really our age around here, except for maybe one couple or two. And that was the thing that was weird because I'm like, oh, I expected some people to be our age.
Right.
But then when I got there, I was like, oh, okay, no, they're quite a few years older than I am here.
Yeah.
And so I didn't really have a lot of things in common with a lot of the people.
Yeah.
So it was kind of hard to talk to them. But yeah, we got there. It was an opening circle.
Well, and also sometimes the people that are your age are skinny assholes, I should say. So
yeah.
Anyway, do you remember also that there was like porn playing in living room randomly?
So random.
When we got there, and it was like there were hors d'oeuvres on the island. So we were serving ourselves hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
And then I would say hors d'oeuvres, like appetizers or whatever the fuck
just...
I want to call them. And then like you look at the TV and there's just like full on porn going on. It's like, all right, eat my chips. Chips with my dip.
Yeah, and then they had everyone. They did have a stripper come in.
Yes.
And
he was great.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Quite a package that he was flinging around.
Yeah. And then they had an opening circle, but it was kind of just everyone said their name, were kind of what their level of experience was. But in that instance, it was kind of like, oh, I've been in the lifestyle for this many of years. That's what they would say.
A very lazy opening circle, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Not one that actually like gets people talking to each other or
right.
even connecting.
No,
in any
it was
way.
Just kind of like, this is how long I've been doing this on the side, you know, yeah. whether in hiding or out in the open about it.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then it was just kind of like, you watch this demonstration and then it was time to everyone just do whatever they wanted. And people were going into different bedrooms, but it was kind of like, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. It was our first party.
Yeah.
It was the first ever thing that we went to.
Yeah.
I mean, did you want to talk about some of the other experiences that you had as well?
I don't really want to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like there was a lot of people there that were kind of pushy. And that it made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so after going to that, I was like, oh, I don't know if I can actually would want to go to another one of these because I didn't have that great of an experience at it.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that I didn't allow that experience to hinder me from going to other parties because it was just one time, one experience at this person's house that, you know, things happened and we left.
Yeah. There's a line that I love from a documentary that I watched. That this guy was like, I'm a trisexual. I try anything three times. And, you know, I think that there is some merit to that because I feel like, yeah, I think had I judged this whole kind of scene just based on that party, I'm not sure I would have come back.
I know.
I'm not sure I would have come back because I agree with you. There were some pushy people. I also felt like there were some creepy guys there.
There was creepy guys. There was creepy women.
There were creepy
there were
women.
Both.
Dang,
and
that's
they didn't
so true.
Really talk about consent at that party. And
yeah.
that was something that was big for me. Yep. They didn't go over consent. They said, oh, they brush on it like, oh, you know, like make sure like to talk about it. But I don't even remember them even saying like, usually at parties, they say yes is a yes, maybe is a no, no is a no.
Right.
They always say that at parties. But
yeah.
at this one, they didn't seem to understand it. Or if someone was not interested, they were very pushy and wanted to. And that didn't sit well with me. But
again, it was one of those situations where you don't even know what to what you're supposed to expect from a good play party.
Yeah.
Because it's your first one.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so I think we knew none of those things.
Yeah.
We're just like, what is this experience like?
Yeah.
And yeah, I would say after it, you kind of didn't want to go to parties for a while, huh?
Yeah, no.
And so I kind of explored on my own for a little bit after then.
Yeah, it kind of like left a bad taste in my mouth afterwards. Yeah. And so I feel like I didn't go to a lot of parties after that. But then I decided then actually I think the next party wasn't until 2021, like after the pandemic. Then that's when I went to another party again. Like
yeah.
I didn't go for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dang. All right. Next up is our first relationship. Do you want to go first on this one?
I feel like I haven't had a lot of quote unquote relationships. I feel like I have dated a lot of people, but I haven't had something that was like continuously lasting or lasted more than a few months. I feel like I was able to find somebody that I wanted to date and wanted to enter into a relationship with seriously after getting to know them. And it all kind of happened really fast. It was like about a month after we met and we were talking every day and then we decided to be boyfriend and girlfriend and it just has gone on from there and it's been really great. And it was after I had already like dated a few people. So I kind of knew what I was looking for and what I wasn't.
Yeah.
So I kind of just like fell into my lap and it's been really good so far. I mean, there's been bumps along the way, but it's been fun.
What do you feel like you've learned about yourself from the relationship?
From this relationship? I feel like I have learned sort of the things that I want from somebody. And what I was before, I was kind of like, oh, yeah, I'll date this person and this person. And like, oh, they're super nice. I want to, you know, get to know them better. And I would give more people, I would try more things, I guess. I don't know how to explain that, but I was open to more things. And now yeah, I've decided.
What do you mean by that, though?
I guess I felt like I would more date people because they were nice to me or they were nice. Mm-hmm. And now I've been a little bit more picky about what actually I want and looking for and who I date.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And but I would say that that pickiness only comes from that experience of like dating people and seeing, oh, I don't really like this.
Yeah, totally.
This doesn't work for me, things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It sound you at the beginning you sounded like you felt bad about not having a ton of experience. Do you want to, you know, say anything to that?
I don't know. I feel like at the beginning when I started dating other people, it was kind of like I was having a hard time finding people that I wanted to date and that wanted to date me back. It just wasn't clicking. I wasn't finding the right people.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like matching up on our personality types.
Yeah.
That's all I meant by that.
I would agree with that. We kind of touched on this last episode, but it is so hard to find a polyamorous relationship, whether you are, you know, wanting to find a throuple or something else. Because again, there aren't a ton of polyamorous people necessarily.
Right.
If you're not in a huge metro. But I think also it is always difficult to find people that you mesh with and that work with you over time. So yeah.
What about you? What was your first relationship?
My first relationship was with this person that I found during COVID that I talked about earlier. During the first date, we ended up actually being in a relationship. And over the next like 6 to 8 months, she would come over to you know, like our apartment, or I would go over to hers. And like, we bonded a lot over our kind of ex-JW past and how that had, you know, influenced the people that we were. But I think also at around that time, I was also getting really interested in politics and learning more about that and kind of wanting to be more informed, I guess, on what is going on in the world. Mm-hmm. And that was an interest that we shared. And so we would have these like really long conversations about it. And we'd get high and like, you know, and talk about the world and like talk about the state of the world and what we thought was going to happen. Mm. And it was cool. I enjoyed that. I think also something that I really loved about the relationship was how good of like a sexual teacher she was, you know, like I learned a lot of things with this person that I hadn't like realized before. And I really appreciate that. Like she helped the homie out, you know, I had a lot to learn and And I feel like, yeah, she was really kind with me and really helpful that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I really appreciate that about her.
So that was the first person that you considered to be your girlfriend, right? Did you guys discuss labels?
That's right. Yeah. So I think this was, again, very early in my polyamory journey. I'm not sure I would have a girlfriend anymore.
Like, oh, really?
I don't necessarily like that label anymore. I like partner much better.
Yeah.
But yeah, after about 3 months, I asked her, I believe, if she wanted to be my girlfriend, and she said yes. And so after that, it was like, I don't know, it was so interesting because, again, I had never done this. So yeah. It was a lot of fun. And we had a lot of fun. We had some great moments.
Mm-hmm.
And like I tell you, I think that I learned a lot about me and about just what other people bring out in me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was really cool.
Yeah. And I think the cool thing about it is that both of our relationships, when they started, it was more kitchen table polyamory. So it was cool that we both knew who each other were dating, and we could all be friends, we could all hang out, and still everything was cool. I feel like that was something that was important to me in our journey of like, oh, who we're also going to be dating, they know that we are part of a relationship, but yet, you know, respect that, and not necessarily that it has to be part of the other relationship, but just so that we all know each other and can get along. I feel like that's important.
I don't know what you mean.
I think it's cool that we practice kitchen table polyamory. So like that everybody knew each other and everyone was okay with hanging out together if we wanted to. If we didn't, if I did get a chance to like hang out with you and your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And we could all have dinner together, but yet you guys would have your own time. I think that was really cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I agree. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Glamorous and Polyamorous. We would love to hear about your first experiences. What were your first experiences like, whether they're dating, I don't know, your first sexual encounter? What was that like? You little slut. Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, let us know in the comments or send us an email. hello@glampolyam.com. Where can the people find us on the internet, Kel?
You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, on YouTube, on Threads, on TikTok, all at glampolyam.
Yeah, that's where you can find us. Also, please do not forget, if you love this show, like we know you do, please write us a review. It would be really helpful for us, right?
Yeah.
And if you send us a email with your review, we'll send you a sticker. So
yes,
do it. Do it now. Thank you so much for listening. If you know someone that might love our show,
please share it with them, as that's the best way for new people to find the podcast, and it would mean so much to us.
Thank you.